Romans chapter 12, starting in verse 3 up until the end of verse 8. Romans chapter 12, starting in verse 3. For by the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think with sober judgment, each according to the measure of faith that God has assigned. For as in one body we have many members, and the members do not all have the same function, so we, though many, are one body in Christ, and individually members of one another. Having gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, let us use them. If prophecy, in proportion to our faith. If service, in our serving. The one who teaches, in his teaching. The one who exhorts, in his exhortation. The one who contributes, in generosity. The one who leads, with zeal. The one who does acts of mercy, with cheerfulness. These are the words of the Apostle Paul after his very famous two verses, beginning in Romans chapter 12. The very famous verses, I appeal to you by the mercies of God, present your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but transformed by the renewing of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. After laying a foundation of God's grace and the way He saves us, He now launches into our Christian duty. And He starts off, your first duty is towards God. First duty is to serve Him, love Him, renew your mind by His Word. And then he says, serve the church. It's essentially what he's saying. Serve the body of Christ. Which is something that most of us do not really think about on an individual level. And we ought to. Because of the words that he says right in the beginning. By the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think with sober judgment. I don't know how many of you have ever encountered a drunkard, someone with Dutch courage. When people have a few too many drinks, they tend to be a bit more brave than they ought to be. I've gone witnessing in some places where the people are very humble, very meek, very soft-spoken, but after a couple of drinks, they'll be screaming at you in your face and banging on your chest while they're talking to you. All of a sudden, they're big, they're bold, and they are very brave. It's like this all over the place. People get drunk, they get into fights, they get all of a sudden this extra amount of courage or probably stupidity, and they want to start fighting with all kinds of people. The Apostle Paul says, spiritually we should not be so. We should be sober. We shouldn't have a drunken, intoxicated view of ourselves. We should have sobriety. Seriousness, recognizing who we are, namely, that we are not more important than the body of Christ. That's what he's saying. You can imagine the people reading this in Rome, right? Leaders of the communities in the church. Caesar himself, right, would be subject to the church. Imagine something like that. The governor of Cape Town is subject, if he or she is a Christian, to the body of Christ, to the government of the elders in a local church. Chief in an African village, who is not an elder, in spiritual matters is meant to submit to the authority of his elders. And to serve the body of Christ. How many of us are serving the body of Christ? Really serving. Serving the body of Christ on a big scale, but also in a local expression of the body of Christ. I've often said this, and I'll say it again. If you are not serving God by serving His church, part of which you are a member if you are saved, by the way, you are outside of His will. Right? You're not doing what He wants you to do. If you're not serving a local church. You need to be doing it. You have to be doing it. It is your duty. Stop thinking of yourself with a drunken judgment. You are not more high and mighty than the church. Alright? There might be sinners in the local churches. The pastor might not be a very good preacher. That doesn't matter. Your duty is to serve. It's to serve. Your duty is to serve. Alright? And if that is our attitude, we should have humble, submissive spirits, not people who are contentious, looking for problems in the local body, not looking for reasons to back away from the church. Oh, well, you know, they didn't greet me on the Sunday morning. Or, you know, when I go to my job, I'm the CEO, I'm the big man, I'm the big boy, I'm the boss, I'm the whatever. And when I go to church, I'm nothing, I'm no one. It doesn't matter. Serve the local church. How should you serve? Gives us very clear instruction. Verse 5. So we, though many, are one body in Christ, and individually members of one another. That unity, that bond. Having gifts that differ according to the grace given us, let us use them. Prophecy in proportion to our faith. In service, serving. Teaching, teaching. The one who exhorts with exhortation. The one who contributes with generosity. The one who leads with zeal. The one who does acts of mercy with cheerfulness. He's just using a whole lot of examples. And he'll go on to, in verse 9 and 10 and following, he'll give more examples of how we are meant to live for God. It's not really meant to be an exhaustive list, right? You might not find your particular gift in this list. He's simply giving a whole lot of examples of how people need to be serving the body of Christ. To put it simply, how can you serve? Serve. What is your gift? Do it. What is your ability? Do it with excellency. A lot of people get very caught up about this. They get caught up, well, what is my spiritual gift? How can I really serve? And how can I really get involved? Well, first question is, are you serving? Are you getting involved? Right? Do that, and very shortly you will discover your spiritual gift. Spiritual gift is not something you need somebody to lay hands on you to receive. You do not need a prophetic word to say, I just believe the Lord is calling you into this certain kind of ministry. You don't need that to obtain a spiritual gift. No. Think of it more practically. A gift, in another word, is ability. What is your ability? Whatever your ability is, do it the best that you can and serve the body of Christ. Many of you, staff here as well, are learning and have learned a lot. And throughout the rest of this course, you'll continue to be equipped. Now I want to encourage you, when you go home, serve the body of Christ. Let's pray. Lord God, I thank you for your body. I thank you that we are members of each other. And I pray, Lord, that during this course we would serve each other, that we would help each other, encourage each other, that we would use our spiritual gifts to edify the body as it is here. And I pray, Lord, that you would stir us up, that as we go home to our local churches, that we would love the people there, even if they are unlovely, that we would love them and serve them and equip them and do everything as unto you. O Lord, I pray that you would fill us with your Spirit so that we may do all things with excellency and that Christ may be glorified through us. I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.